is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you...
First half, Sophie Roman-Hogg with a header, but Leicester were resolute, grew into it and got a deserved equaliser from Jutta Rantala early into the second half. Liverpool huffed and puffed, but Leicester were equal to them. It's finished here. Liverpool 1, Leicester City 1.
Earlier it finished Arsenal 2, Manchester City 2, and a full-time score, Tottenham 4, Crystal Palace 0. Let's take you back to Wentworth and that fascinating finish to the PGA Championship. Ian Carter.
South African Tristan Lawrence breaking from the pack with birdies at the 14th and now the 16th. He's at 20 under par. His round started with birdies at the first and second, both as results of chip-ins. So he's two shots clear of a whole group of players at 18 under par. Aaron Rye, Rory McIlroy, Billy Horschel and Matteo Manassero all at 18 under par. The McIlroy group has three holes to complete. That includes Horschel and Manassero, but Manassero likely to drop a shot at the 15th. He's been in trouble off the tee there. So Lawrence leading by two holes to play for the South African.
Highlights 6 p.m. BBC Two. Right, 30 minutes to kick off. All of the build-up. We'll hear from all of the key people involved in Manchester City versus Arsenal. Then we'll bring you the game in full. We will focus solely here at the Etihad after the news with Richard Foster.
The voice of the UK.
And the home of the Premier League.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Thanks, Steve. The Labour Party conference has opened in Liverpool with promises to improve workers' rights, build high-quality homes and strengthen communities. But the event's being overshadowed by rows over the salary of Keir Starmer's chief of staff and gifts from the Labour donor, Lord Alley. The Environment Secretary, Steve Reid, says they have to be honest with voters.
We also have to show people that through this darkness there comes light. And the reason we were elected was to change things, to make things better. People need to know they voted for change and they will get change. That's why our slogan, and you can see it on the walls all around us, change begins. It's not going to be done overnight. This is the start in the much bigger change that this country needs.
The Justice Secretary says she's furious that some prisoners have been released early without ankle tags. Shabana Mahmood has been demanding answers from the prison's contractor Serco and says the company could face penalties. Lebanon says three people have been killed during more fighting between Israel and Hezbollah. In northern Israel, thousands of people tried to shelter from rockets, cruise missiles and drones, which were launched from Lebanon and Iraq. At least three people were injured. At least four people have been killed and dozens injured in a mass shooting in the United States. The attack happened in Birmingham in Alabama last night. Our correspondent Steve Nibbs has more.
Police say that a number of shooters fired multiple rounds into a group of people in the street. Two men and a woman died at the scene, with a fourth person passing away in hospital. There are a number of agencies involved in this investigation, including the FBI. They are actively looking for the people responsible and obviously looking for a motive for the attack.
31 people have been arrested across the UK as part of an investigation into people smuggling gangs. The Home Office says hundreds of thousands of pounds were seized, along with fake identity documents. And the Princess of Wales has been spotted in public for the first time since finishing her cancer treatment. Catherine was seen at a church in Aberdeenshire earlier. She announced she'd return to public duties after completing chemotherapy.
Welcome to the Tooney and Russo show on BBC Sounds. I am here with two of football's most famous friends, Alessia Russo and Ella Toon.
Remember when you scored and you did like five different celebrations?
Yeah, I scored and I did all sorts. Hands went up, hands went out, I jumped.
So awkward.
Someone's given them to a podcast. Are you joking?
It was like the best 3 years ever. I think I came back a bit Americanized.
Yeah, she did.
She started saying these mad words.
Soccer. They'd like have this like American accent. They've been there a month.
The Tooney and Russo show with me, Vic Hunt. Listen on BBC Sounds.
This is 5 Live Sport
with Steve Crossman.
Listen on BBC Sounds.
Good afternoon from the Etihad Stadium. No doubt about it, biggest game of the Premier League season so far. Manchester City versus Arsenal for the first time this season is just over 25 minutes away. Both teams are out warming up in front of us. Manchester City in that classic sky blue jackets and the grey tracksuit bottoms. Arsenal, an absolute riot of colour, reds and blacks and yellows and greens. They all look like sort of superheroes out there in big latex jerseys, all sprinting around in front of us at the minute, greeted by the traditional chorus of boos a few moments ago where they joined us on the pitch here at the Etihad. There are so many Manchester City and Arsenal legends just in front of us as well. I can see Samir Nasri, Robert Pires, Kolo Touré away to our right hand side, Freddie Ljungberg just down pitch side on the left as well. But the man they all want to hear from with the team news is correspondent John Murray.
Well, down there they know it, and the news when it came through confirmed that there is no Kevin De Bruyne for Manchester City, ruled out with the groin problem that forced him off on Wednesday night here. So no Kevin De Bruyne for Manchester City, no Odegaard for Arsenal, as we knew. So quite a loss for both sides for the big match. Overall, City make three changes to the team from the Champions League. Doku, Walker and Gundogan are in for Grealish and Lewis, who are substitutes, and the absent De Bruyne. So Manchester City with Edison in goal, Walker, Akanji, Diaz and Gvardiol, then Rodri, Bernardo Silva and Gundogan, Savinho and Doku in the wide positions, and nine goal Erling Haaland through the middle. But if you've not heard, for Arsenal, this is the unexpected twist today that came with the team news. Riccardo Calafiori, the Italian international, the big money summer signing from Bologna, is given his first competitive start for Arsenal by Mikel Arteta for this game. Ben White is only named among the substitutes. Two changes for them from Atalanta. So Trossard comes in for Jesus. So the Arsenal side, Raya in goal, and I've tactically left gaps either side of my defence, because in discussion with my friend Leon Osman here, we have come to the conclusion that it's going to be Timber at right back, but Calafiori on the left-hand side of the defence with Saliba and Gabriel in the middle. But I'm just keeping my options open until I see how they're going to warm up. Then we've got Partey and Rice, then Saka, who's captain today, Havertz, Trossard and Martinelli.
Isn't this why you carry correction fluid with you everywhere, so you can make a guess and then just change it?
I could do, but as I say, I'm keeping my options open at this stage.
Let's see if we can fill in the blank, shall we? Good afternoon, Leon Osman.
Good afternoon.
The first question actually isn't exactly how do we think this will line up. Actually, the first question is why you think maybe Mikel Arteta has decided to change it to something that presumably, if we can't work it out, there'll be lots of other people in that situation too.
Well, I was just talking with Julian before about why. I mean, you've got a defence that's pretty settled. You know, with Arsenal, they've got two centre-halves that play every single game in front of a goalkeeper. Ben White has played the majority at right-back. It's been a difficult position for them to cover at left-back, but this season, Timber has settled in brilliantly. So, you know, this is a back four stroke five, including the goalkeeper, which has kept a clean sheet for a while now. They've looked assured. They look like they know exactly what they're doing. Why would you change that? What would be the reasons for changing that? Is it because of something you feel Manchester City are going to do? Is it because of the wingers they may come up against? Is it because Calafiori is good in possession of the ball and steps into positions that Timber at left back and Ben White at right back don't do, stepping in, advancing with the ball? I think it's probably that situation more than anything, but that's what's so intriguing about these games. We'll see. Once the game kicks off, we'll be able to tell exactly what kind of messages the manager have given them.
So we're just seeing them now lining up near the centre circle as a back four.
Yeah, you can get your pen out, John.
I can get my pen out. Calafiori at left back, then Gabriel and Saliba and Timber at right back. And as Jules pointed out, right at the start of that warm-up there, it was Calafiori and Gabriel working together as a pair, and Saliba and Timber. So the two defenders on the right and two defenders on the left. So there's your answer. You were spot on, Leon.
Thank you.
I think, Calafiori obviously does play left-back as much as he plays centre-back, Jules, so that makes perfect sense. Timber at right-back?
I guess as a right footer, it's probably more likely for him, more natural even, to play as a right back. We saw against Spurs where he played really well at left back with Martinelli, but in terms of end product, when he gets into the last third of the pitch, attacking wise, he has to come onto his right foot because his left foot is not good enough for quality cross, for example. So I don't think Timber will mind too much. He probably actually would rather play on the right, even if he'd never played right back for Arsenal before, really, than a left back. For Calafiori, I think the most surprising is for somebody who's never started for Arsenal to start in a game like this against Savinho, who showed really good things so far for City, is very interesting.
It could be a number of things as well. You know, the manager knows what he wants from the team. So, yes, Ben White has formed a brilliant relationship with Bukayo Saka on that side, that they get up and down and they get crosses and they're overlapping. There's a real understanding. But Timber gets quite advanced positions as well, as you said, and turning back onto that. Maybe in this game he wants to leave Martinelli 1v1. Maybe he wants to not have that support. Timber's advanced runs keep getting in the way of Martinelli. It could be something as simple as, well, I'll tell you what, I'll put you on the right-hand side. Calafiori just either stay behind him, not get involved in that 1v1, maybe step into midfield in different positions. It's hard for us to know exactly before the game's kicked off why the reasoning is behind it, and it'll be interesting if it works and Arsenal come away with another clean sheet or a victory. It'll be a fantastic thing to have done. But if Arsenal concede a goal, two, maybe even three goals, having changed this back four round, it'll be something that'll be talked about for a long time.
And just for the record, White, Saliba and Gabriel are ever present in the five matches that have been played. So they've played every single minute. Zinchenko started the first match against Wolves, but then Timber came in on the left side of defence and has started the four matches since. But that's the twist with the team news today, that he makes what appears to be an unforced change to the much talked about defence.
I saw Calafiori after the Wolves game or the Brighton game where he hadn't played yet. And you know, when you arrive into a new league, you could maybe just feel like you have to wait a little bit and to observe and to learn about your own team's tactics, but also the team that you play against, because this is all new to you. I know, I saw him and he said, like, I want to play now. Like, I've been here 2 minutes, but I want to play now. This is all good. I'm happy to be here. It's a big move for me, but I want to play now. And maybe others would have said, like, give me a bit of time. I need to see, certainly before a game like this, but I can guarantee you he'd be relishing this challenge tonight.
Managers want to assess that. Managers may want to give you a game or two, see how you're reacting in training, see if you're handling your Martinellis and your Sakas and your Trossards in training. How are you coming up against them? How are you coming up in the minutes I'm giving you on the field? Some people are ready. Some people have the right attitude to be able to step. And look at Guardiola for Manchester City, signed straight in, no holding him back. He was ready to play for Manchester City and do exactly what the manager wants, and it seems quite quickly into his time at Arsenal that the trust of his manager is there for Calafiori.
And remember, it was last September when we were at Goodison Park, another big away game for Arsenal, that Mikel Arteta made a big decision to leave out one of his England internationals, Ramsdale, brought in his summer signing Raya, who was first choice really from that point on. Today, England international Ben White on the bench.
I think Goodison's the perfect place to try that, though, at the moment. My team aren't free-flowing in front of goal. Well, but not last season, certainly. But, yeah, he's been brilliant, you know. And you know, we were there on Thursday night to an unremarkable game with regards to quality and chances and what I was hoping to see from Arsenal. But that game will certainly be remembered for that double save from David Raya. He makes game-winning, game-saving moments for this Arsenal team. He's made two or three wonderful saves already this season. A brilliant save with his right hand on the opening game of the season, and a ridiculous reaction to, I think it was an Ollie Watkins header Villa. And so, you know, already this season he's in top form.
No, I just want to say, today I think Mikel Arteta gives us quite a lot in his warm-up routine, because we've just seen of the Arsenal back four, Timber, Saliba and Gabriel lining up just on the edge of that box, all next to each other, and Calafiori being in front, almost in a triangle, if you want, and Calafiori at the top of the triangle, which, to go back to the discussion that we had, looks like Calafiori would be the one coming into midfield as well, if need be, maybe, with Rice and Partey, because that was clearly the shape they were working on just now.
Yeah, right. We can hear from the Arsenal goalkeeper now, David Raya, who's been speaking to Five Lives' George Cummins about starting the attack from the very back.
We play with 11 players, so why not use the keeper as an extra man? Because you cannot press 11 players with 10 players, so you just get the extra man to find an advantage and then go forwards. So and I love it. I really, really enjoy it. I like to be part of it on the build-up and trying to be the first attacker and the last defender.
We sit here now in September. What do you want to achieve this season at Arsenal?
My mission is help the team to win games and, of course, win trophies. Win trophies, that is a club that needs to win trophies every year. So we're going to push for everything and give our all. And let's see where we are in at the end of the season. But yeah, of course, win trophies and bring some happiness to the Arsenal fans.
Arsenal goalkeeper David Rice. We've got Julian Aron, Leon Osman and John Murray with us here inside the Etihad. Full commentary in just over 15 minutes time. Match of the day 2 later on this evening. BBC One 10:30. Shay Given, part of the team, is with us. Afternoon, Shay.
Afternoon, lads. You okay?
Very good, thank you. Perfect time to have you, given we've just been hearing from David Raya. The amazing saves that he's made this season, probably the reason why we're talking about him more, but clearly even beyond that he is doing fantastically well in that Arsenal goal.
His interview there was talking about, you know, playing out from the back and goalkeepers and stuff, and that was one of the reasons they brought him into the football club. But I think he's proven, not just in the last few weeks but, you know, since he's been at the club, he's an absolutely brilliant goalkeeper as well, and some of the saves he's been making has just been phenomenal. I mean, the one midweek in the Champions League had no right to make it, did he? And I think Leo mentioned about the one at Aston Villa as well. Like, his reactions and he's getting up off the ground and stuff that goalkeepers work on a daily basis. Like, he might come off once a season. I already come off twice this season already because he's so quick on his feet and he's so agile across the goal, you know, but so important to Arsenal.
He also seemed, and I'm not just sort of having a go at Kepa here, it's only because it happened yesterday at Anfield with Bournemouth.
Yeah.
When he sort of got involved in something he didn't need to get involved in. You don't really see David Raya doing that. Appreciate I'm massively jinxing him for this game.
No, yeah. There's so much that goes on with the goalkeeper. Obviously, you're talking about the ball at his feet, you talk about making saves, but one of the biggest things maybe gets overlooked is decision making, isn't it? You know, coming for cross, not coming for crosses, coming for through balls, you know, starting positions, things like that. And you're right, David Raya's starting position has been brilliant. You know, he's a sweeper keeper, he's on the edge of his box and you know, Kepa got it all wrong yesterday, of course, in conceding that goal, and he made the wrong decision. He should have stayed back and try and save the 1v1 situation. But again, it's all about decision making, and the right decision obviously is great, but it's a split second decision you have to make, and it's you know, can be very costly at times.
I think if we were to roll back even to the start of this season, and you know, if people were having that discussion, which happens, you know, plenty, about, you know, best goalkeepers in the world and all that.
Yeah.
People always mention Alisson, they always mention Edison. David Raya wouldn't have been mentioned. Should he be now?
Well, I think he's going to be in the conversation, and I suppose in his interview he mentioned as well that he's been brought there to win trophies, and I think, for example, if Arsenal can win the league this year, then David Raya will be in the conversation. And I suppose the likes of Alisson and Ederson and people like that, they're in the, people gone by like Cech and Schmeichel, people like that, they're in the conversation because they've all won something. And I suppose, you know, this team that he's playing in now, Arsenal, is a fantastic team, and they're set up to win something, be that the Premier League or Champions League or whatever they can win this season. Then if he can do that, then, you know, we know it's a team game, and I think he'll be in the conversation for sure. I think he played for Spain last week as well, so, you know, he's pushing hard on that front as well, international front, you know. So he's done nothing wrong. He's had a couple of mistakes early on, and people's question was Arteta made the right decision, because Ramsdale didn't do much wrong before he got sort of dropped as well. So I think it's been vindicated, the decision to bring him into the football club. He sort of sets the tone, how they play, you know, attacks and stuff. He's so comfortable on the ball. He sucks out the opposition, you know, forwards, and just looks for where the spare man is. He's one of the best in the league. I mean, the guy at the other side today, Ederson's not bad with the ball at his feet either, I might add, but, you know, Raya's definitely up there.
Shay, if you were going to pick your Shay Given dream 11 right now, who would your goalkeeper be? And you can choose anyone.
Anyone.
Shay Given.
If you can give me a new right knee, I can put myself in there.
Can't get out the chair.
Look, it's difficult, and it's probably an easy answer because of, you know, my connections with Manchester City. You know, playing for them, I think Ederson, you know, and the way they play and how Pep wants to set up his team, I don't think Pep would change Ederson from any goalkeeper in the world. But you could combine, for example, Ederson with maybe a Nick Pope saves, for example, and perhaps Alisson in a 1v1 situation. If you're making the perfect goalkeeper, you know, all these guys have got super strengths. And I mean, Ederson, I just think the way he plays and how comfortable he is and how he can... I mean, I've gone back, was it last week, the week before, at Brentford, when, you know, they put the high press on and literally he's just missed out everybody, and he's put Haaland through in a 1v1 situation 90 yards down the pitch or whatever it was, you know. He's got the full repertoire in his locker, you know. He's a fantastic goalkeeper.
David Raya's hands, the biggest hands in football.
Are they?
That's what they claim.
How do you know that?
That's what they say. That's what they claim. That?
Are they straight? But my fingers are a bit wobbly at the minute.
is there actually, and I think that's a fascinating idea, Shay, that sort of the anatomy of the perfect goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Is there a part or a skill, if you like, of David Raya that does actually, it doesn't mean that he's a better goalkeeper or anything, but a skill of David Raya that you might take over Ederson?
Well, they're very similar when it's sense with the ball at their feet, and I understand totally why Arteta's brought him in now after being there for a year or something. When the ball comes back to him, he's very relaxed. You know, he might move the ball a yard left or right, just to sort of drag a forward in or just change the angle and the sort of picture that he can see in his head, you know. And he doesn't, a bit like Ederson, he doesn't get flustered, he doesn't panic. Even when he's getting closed down from a couple, he's waiting for somebody to move, a defender or a midfielder to drop in, and he just has the way to pass as well, right? And again, you know, when you've got players, goalkeepers like that, they're typically an outfield player when they got the ball, so you can either chuck the gloves in the back of the goal because he's an extra outfield, and as we know, 11 players in a sense, outfield players, outnumbers 10 in the opposition. He's just waiting to outnumber them and play through the where the spare man is, and David Raya, he does that really well.
Great stuff, Shay. Thank you very much. Have a good one later.
Cheers. Thanks, lads.
Shay Given, BBC One, 10:30, match of the day 2. We have got 10 minutes to kick off here at the Etihad. Manchester City versus Arsenal on the way in full. So much has been said about how Arsenal might set up today to try and stifle Manchester City. What about the other way round? Pep Guardiola, here he is in his press conference, answering the question, would you set up your team to be pragmatic in a really big game?
We are so pragmatic as a team. Look at the results. Pragmatic. We are the best team in the world being pragmatic. Look at the numbers. We won a lot. Be pragmatic, what does it mean? Related in results, right? Not in how beautiful football and this kind of stuff. I don't believe in that. I believe in being pragmatic. And we believe in the way we play. We are unbelievably pragmatic. The best, I would say. I'm sorry. That is the truth. You know? But it doesn't mean to win deep or long balls or being here, you are going to play for 0-0. Never, ever. And Mikel knows that I'm not going to play for 0-0. I know he's not going to play for 0-0. It's not a big issue. But the performance says some people, it's a disgrace. It is a disaster. It is unacceptable. No.
That's Pep Guardiola. I think, Leon, he's basically saying, don't think that we just do what we do and forget the opposition. We will be thinking hard about what their areas are of concern for us. If this is the game that everybody expects, it won't just be because Arsenal are setting up to stifle Manchester City. City's attitude towards it will be relevant too.
Yeah, I mean, but it's every game is a chess game, and every game is how do you go about beating the opposition? And you know, Pep knows that. He's just said he's being honest. His team are the best. They never settle for a 0-0. They're going to go at this Arsenal team. But in Mikel Arteta setting his team up to not concede, that's not necessarily being that Pep Guardiola's team can just go at them and at them because Arsenal won't offer anything. Pep's got to try and figure out a way of scoring the opening goal and getting at the Arsenal team, but he can't do it in a way that he'll give spaces to Arsenal because they're a quality team. They're in the title race, we're saying. They'll figure out a way of creating an opportunity. And you know, I was listening to you guys on the way here, and Jules alongside me was saying, I think he bet his house on the fact that Manchester City would start with two wingers. And yeah, he was spot on. He was, last season they were a little bit narrow. Manchester City needing width from other places. This season he's gone with Savinho and Doku, just two people that will literally hug the touchlines, allowing your Bernardo Silvas and your Gundogan spaces and pockets of number 10 opportunities to get, and then really try and stretch Arsenal and ask them questions that way. But it's pragmatic in the fact that he's going to try and figure out a way and win in the game. It's a top quality football match. A
little more information on Mikel Arteta's team selection today. When he was asked on television about Ben White on the bench and Calafiori starting, Arteta said, "We were a little bit forced, but that's all I'm going to say, not saying any more." So there's something there. Illness?
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm only surmising.
Yeah, it seems strange.
Well, something's happened.
Yeah, clearly. Interesting. All right. We'll keep our eyes on that. At the moment, I've got my eyes on these huge dark and light blue flags on the far side. The Manchester City staff here in front of the stand opposite us waving them around. They've got the numbers of the starting players and their names on them. And the flags that I'm looking at in front of me as they just die now in the wind are those of Savinho and Jeremy Doku. And yeah, Julien Laurent, you've actually won Nader Manua's house. So what a day for you.
It's good. I've kept my house. My wife will be happy because I've won the bet. Yeah, but because like Leon just said, I think last season, and we said Guardiola is going to try to find a solution to whatever problem Mikel Arteta and his Arsenal side are going to present to him today. And last season, they were too narrow. It took him an hour to bring on those wingers, and it was a little bit too late. That's why he's starting there tonight. And I think it would be a very different performance, I think, from a City point of view than what we saw a year ago in the same fixture when Foden and Bernardo White just didn't really work out for them.
Away to the right-hand side, Guardiola's blue and white army, the big banner, which has just been draped over the side of the stand next to a photo of the man himself punching the air with some of the many trophies he's won alongside the Oasis lyrics, "We see things they'll never see," from Live Forever, of course. There is now a huge Manchester City crest that has just been unveiled in the centre of the pitch here at the Etihad Stadium as the City fans get ready for their big song. It's very, very well known and very well sung around here, although I'm told there are lots of concerns from Manchester City fans about ticket prices. It's something that we've talked about quite a bit in recent years, but particularly now, it's something that is coming to the fore again. We've got 5 minutes to kick off. The teams are in the tunnel. They'll be with us very, very shortly indeed. Jules, just one more on those wide players. Doku versus Timber. I wonder if that actually might be part of the reason why he is out there. Because for Arsenal, that's a better matchup than it could have been, actually, having to go up against Doku.
Yeah, probably. I think Doku and Savinho, but Doku maybe more even, is the bigger test here. And Timber, maybe the Arteta felt that was the best matchup, and Calafiori against Savinho. I'm waiting to see, and I think Doku and Savinho could also be swapping sides quite regularly as well.
Here come the teams then. Manchester City in their dark blue training tops moving away to the left of the centre circle, and Arsenal in the deep red as the final strains of blue moon blast out all around us. Ruben Dias in the middle there just going through a very, very energetic warm-up. Bernardo Silva waving to some family in the crowd, and Erling Haaland as well pointing away to the far side. His friends and family, his dad Alfie, of course, here as they always are. The next Manchester City banner to emerge on the left says MCFC, definitely Manchester. Well, they're definitely champions. They have been for 4 years in a row. The last two of them ahead of this Arsenal team. Are they ready to challenge again? We won't learn that by the end of this afternoon. But nonetheless, it is always big when these two meet. Full commentary here on Five Lives Premier League Sunday then with Leon Osman and correspondent John Murray.
Yes, thank you, Steve. And I think we had an extra loud boo for the Premier League anthem here today, this being the first Premier League match that has been played since the hearing began in London earlier this week, which will rule on the alleged breaches of the Premier League financial rules. So that continues to rumble on, and the City fans giving the Premier League anthem the full booing. But here we are under what are moody grey skies, rain-filled clouds above the Etihad Stadium. And rain has poured down on and off for most of the day since mid-morning here. So very, very wet autumnal conditions. Leon Osman sitting to my left looks as though he's about to set off to follow Roald Amundsen to the pole with your hood up. It must be 10 degrees colder than it was when I sat in this position on Wednesday night.
Yeah, I'm glad you texted me and asked me to bring extra layers, John. You know, I don't do well.
I know, you are sensitive.
In the cold, yeah. Yeah, no. Despite the rain and despite the temperatures, Manchester City have just watered the pitch, which, you know, you wouldn't have thought so an hour ago when the rain was really coming down, and it's not long stopped, but Manchester City's ground staff still felt the need to put quite a bit of water on just pre to kick off. So we'll certainly have a slick pitch out there.
Well, listen, I know that many people are suggesting that this might be a stalemate, but I think in terms of the best teams of the current times, these are the two. You know, over the years, going back into your playing times, what have we seen? You know, Manchester United, Arsenal, Manchester United, Chelsea, Manchester City, Manchester United for a little while, certainly Manchester City, Liverpool. But this is the big one now.
Oh, absolutely, and it's always great when it comes early in the season when the teams may not be into full flight, despite the fact that both teams are unbeaten this season and both have started quite strongly. Yeah, it's a rivalry that's become quite personal as well. The fact that Mikel Arteta is in the Arsenal corner again after having worked under Pep Guardiola with Manchester City winning trophies for so long. So they know each other closely now. They've played against each other many times in this situation where they know giving points away to their direct rival could be critical, and it's become a real intense rivalry again.
Yeah, no Kevin De Bruyne for Manchester City though. No Martin Odegaard still, of course, for Arsenal. We had two England men leading out the teams. Kyle Walker back in the City side and Bukayo Saka captaining Arsenal here today. And the Arsenal players, Saka joining them now after the pre-match formalities, going into their familiar now huddle over there next to where the Arsenal fans are, who give them a right good send-off, a throaty cheer as the Arsenal players.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.